China, India, smaller nations like Israel and Korea are all pursuing lunar ambitions. This month marks the 50th anniversary of the first moon landing, so NPR's Jeff Brumfield decided to find out why so many countries have their sights on the moon.
On December 14th, 1972, humans left the moon.
3, 2, 1, ignition. Right away, Houston.
That was the last Apollo mission, Apollo 17, taking off from the lunar surface. Emily Lakdawalla is with the Planetary Society, which promotes space exploration. She says after that, the world kind of lost interest in the moon.
There was a dry patch. Between the time that the Apollo and Soviet Luna missions ended, there were only a couple of missions.
The moon never went anywhere, though. It was always up there. And now fickle humans have gotten interested again.
It just seems like things kind of go in almost like fashionable waves.
Satellites from several countries began showing up in the early 2000s. And then in 2013...
3, 2, 1,
ignition now starts, and we have our liftoff.
The China National Space Administration launched Chang'e 3. It was the first probe to actually land on the moon in nearly 40 years. Joan Johnson-Fries studies China's space program at the U.S. Naval War College. She says right from the start, the Chinese have sought to explore space differently than the U.S. did during Apollo.
They saw that we had an attitude of landing on the moon and sadly kind of looking around and saying, been there, done that, got the belt buckle, and we went home. So they decided that they were going to develop their lunar program in a very different way.
The Chinese have a step-by-step approach. Each step is ambitious, but not too expensive and not too hard. Here's Wu Weiren, the chief designer of China's lunar exploration program, speaking earlier this year on state television.
Unlike the space competition during the 60s and 70s, the funding and manpower investment of China's space exploration has been rational, restrained, and scientific.
Wu was speaking at the landing of China's latest probe, Chang'e 4. It touched down on the far side of the moon, the first time any nation has landed there. Bob Wimmer is a scientist at the University of Kiel in Germany who built a radiation detector for Chang'e 4. He says the speed at which the Chinese work is astonishing.
European missions are extremely slow, and Americans are about twice as fast, and the Chinese are another factor of 2 to 5 faster than the Americans.
From the moment he got funding to the moment his experiment launched was just over a year, which is nothing for a space mission.
It's just incredibly intense.
China isn't the only one with eyes on the moon. India launched its first lunar orbiter, Chandrayaan-1, in 2008.
You can see the vehicle soaring into the high into the sky majestically.
Its second mission, which includes a lunar lander, is set to launch next week. Sriram Biravarasu is a researcher at the Lunar and Planetary Institute in Houston, Texas. He says the launch of Chandrayaan-1 turbocharged Indian science.
The enthusiasm was super high. It just ignited a spark in the Indian researchers. I was part of them. I started my PhD right after Chandrayaan-1 was launched.
As India's research community gets going, he says the nation wants to go to other destinations too.
India is planning missions for Venus exploration and also for the Mars in the coming years.
Joan Johnson-Fries of the Naval War College says, just like during the Cold War, a lot of this new enthusiasm for space is very much grounded in earthly politics. India and China are competing for geopolitical points in Asia, and they hope their space programs will make them look strong.
Space has always signified technological advancement. So both India and China are very anxious to show others in the region that they are the country that they should want to work with.
It's no coincidence that this new moon race is happening in a period of heightened global nationalism, agrees Emily Lakdawalla of the Planetary Society.
Every country is going to be saying, look at the great things that we can do in space. It's kind of like performance at the Olympics, you know, where it's you kind of beat your drum, but in a positive way.
And she says it's been decades since anyone has visited the lunar surface. There's still a lot more for humans everywhere to discover. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.